Peter heard it, he had to ask John to ask the Lord Jesus who he meant on his behalf. He couldn't ask the Lord Jesus himself, he was too far away.
अनि उनले प्रभुलाई सिधै बताउँदा हुन्थ्यो नि श्रीमद् भागवतले कसको विषयमा कुरा गरेको प्रभु भन्दा हुन्थ्यो तर उनले यो नलाई सोधे. कोही बेला हामी पनि त्यस्तै हुन्छौँ कि सिधै प्रभुलाई सोध्नुको सट्टा वरिपरि
हेर्छौँ.
अनि जीवनको धेरै कठिनमा हामीले हाम्रो जीवनको माथिबाट धेरै बादलहरू लागिरहेका हुन्छन्.
And because of that, we are not in communion with the Lord. We don't know His mind.
र उहाँको विचारलाई बुझ्नका लागि चाहिँ हामीले कहिले पनि प्रभुको नदैनौँ.
But John, by contrast, he was in the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
तर विपरीत कुरा चाहिँ यही छ कि युना चाहिँ प्रभुको पासमा थिए.
He could move up to the breast of the Lord Jesus.
अनि ऊ चाहिँ प्रभुको छातीसम्म जान सके.
Says in verse 25, he leaning on the breast of the Lord Jesus.
भनिएको छ कि 25 पदमा उनी चाहिँमा अडेस अनि उनले चाहिँ प्रभुको नजिकमा जान सक्थे.
He could get the mind of the Lord Jesus.
अनि उनले चाहिँ प्रभुको विचार र मनको कुरा थाहा पाउन सके.
That's a secret for all of us.
अनि यो लागि एउटा आत्मको एउटा रहस्यको कुरा हो.
Now to turn to the two letters we considered yesterday.
Rabo ami ti dui euta patri yonal leheko tinta patri ma jau.
At the end of each of these letters we have a little conclusion.
Ra harek patri ko pahilo patri dosro patri tisro ma harek patri ko antim ma unle euta nichod dinchan.
12 of chapter 2 John. We'll read it. Having many things to write to you, I would not with paper and ink, but hope to come to you and to speak mouth to mouth, that our joy may be full.
अनि दुई गरोको दोस्रो यो नाको 12 पदमा भन्छ तिमीहरूलाई धेरै कुरा लेख्ने लेख्नु छ तर कागज र मसिले त लेख्न चाहन्न तर तिमीहरूको आनन्द पुरा होस् भने म तिमीहरू कहाँ नै आउने र मुखामुख पुरा गर्ने आशा गर्दछु.
अनि
तेस्रो योनाको 13-14 पदमा त्यस्तै भनेको छ.
I have many things to write to thee, but I will not with ink and pen write to thee, but I hope soon to see thee, and we will speak mouth to mouth.
अनि त्यसै भनेको छ धेरै कुराहरू लेख्नु पर्ने थियो तर मसिर कलमले तिमीहरूलाई ती लेख्न चाहन्न म तिमीलाई चाँडै भेट्ने आशा गर्दछु मुखामुख साक्षात भेटेर कुरा गर्नेछु.
अनि
यो अहिले पनि प्रभुकै छातीमा छन्.
And because of that, he can still impart the thoughts of the Lord Jesus.
अनि यति समयमा पनि यति लामो समय छुटेर प्रभुदेखि छुटेको भए पनि प्रभुको मनको कुरा अझै बाँध्न उनी सक्छन्.
He still knows his mind.
उनले अझै पनि प्रभुको विचारलाई बुझ्दछन्.
And in these two letters we see him sharing the mind of the Lord Jesus with these two people to whom he wrote these two letters.
Right, he doing answer just like unle prabhu ko pura bata rahe chan yaha ajhai pani unle prabhu ko man ko pura vichar ko pura bata rahe
chan. And this is how the Lord Jesus wants it to be for us.
Hami sabai jana estai bhayeko prabhu le chahnu huncha.
As we each are in communion with the Lord Jesus.
Hami sabai jana prabhu ko pasma athawa sangati ma hunu parcha.
We are able to share him with one another.
Hami le waha lai pasma bandhnu parcha.
We cease to be occupied with each other and our failings.
Hani hami chai dherai prakarle haru ko chukau haru ko girau ko kura le bharinchhau.
We become occupied with the Lord Jesus.
तर हामीले सबैलाई प्रभुको हातमा सुम्पिनु पर्छ.
And we share him with one another.
हामीले प्रभुको कुराहरूलाई बताउनु पर्छ.
And the result of this is this wonderful unity.
अनि यसको परिणाम चाहिँ अनन्त एकता हुन्छ.
It's what the Holy Spirit wants to bring about among all his people.
र हरेक मान्छेको बीचमा पवित्र आत्मा यही चाहनुहुन्छ.
In Ephesians chapter 4 we're told about keeping the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. What does the Holy Spirit love to do? He loves to glorify the Lord Jesus. As we let the Holy Spirit do that amongst us, we are united together. And we are enabled to live in this world for the glory of God. In the case of this lady in 2 John, she faced a problem. What was she to do when this wrong teacher came to her door? Well, John wrote her this letter. This lovely letter that fortifies her, strengthens her to be true to the Lord Jesus, the Son of the Father.
He
would have loved to have wrote many things to her. But there was one thing he had to tell her about in this letter. And he says, I would not with paper and ink. He looked forward and he might be able to be with her and her family and speak face to face, mouth to mouth, in fact, is the exact expression. It's the intimacy of communion. But for now she had his piece of paper in her house. That's why it says paper and ink. Whenever that man came to her door, her thoughts would go back to that letter that the Apostle John in love had written to her, giving her the mind of the Lord in this particular matter, providing her with the ministry she needed with the man Gaius. It's the same principle. There the case is not refusing to receive someone, it's receiving those who minister God's
word.
Again, who couldn't be with Gaius? He had to write him a letter. But it was the same expression of the mind of the Lord. He was in communion with the Lord, so he could give something to his brother. Could fortify and strengthen him in his faith. To continue to be that hospitable believer that he had been up until then. Despite all the attacks that Diotrephes might bring, but here it says in compare. I kind of think in my mind that John looked at his inkpot and his pen. And he thought, I really want to be with Gaius. And he says, I will not with him compare. But I hope soon to see
them.
We will speak mouth to mouth. There was a definite intimacy with Gaius. It's becoming of a relationship between two Christian men. The Apostle John couldn't have used some of the intimate language with the elect lady that he uses with
Gaius.
Here we see the holy appropriateness of the language.
अनि यहाँ पनि मैले जुन भाषा प्रयोग गर्नुपर्थ्यो त्यहाँ सही भाषा
प्रयोग. We're dealing with the things of God. We must deal with those things in a holy way.
अनि जब जब परमेश्वरको कुराहरू हामीले काठमाडौँ गर्छौँ एकदमै पवित्रताका साथ गर्नुपर्छ.
The main burden of what I'm saying is, am I able to impart to others the mind of the Lord to strengthen and help them in their lives?
र यहाँनिर मलाई चुनौती यही छ कि म साँच्चै नै अरूलाई प्रभुको कुरा बताउन सक्छु.
Am I really in communion with him?
म चाहिँ प्रभुको संगतिमा छु.
So that love,
उहाँको प्रेम ममा आउँछ.
Which still flows from him in heaven as it did when he was here upon earth.
र यो संसारमा आउँदाखेरि पनि उहाँको प्रेम जसरी भएको थियो त्यही प्रेम मैले बगिरहेको छ.
Might flow through him. Might flow through me.
अनि यो चाहिँ तपाईँ हामी यो बाटो
हामी
सबैको लागि यो चुनौतीको कुरा
हो.
प्रभु चाँडै आउनुहुन्छ.
Amen.